All right, so let's get started. We're explaining that the midot of Hashem, the 13 attributes, is what Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu. When you want to access higher levels of mercy that are beyond this world and beyond any sort of tempered din, you need to do this seder, and it's mentioning the 13 attributes. That's the point of the 13 attributes. So we discussed yesterday, is it enough to mention them or do you have to emulate them? Okay. But regardless, what are they? So this is a big machloket in the Rishonim. We know the pasuk. We all know the pasuk. It says, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed, V'emes, Notzer Chesed, La'alofim, Nosei, Avon, V'fesha, V'chata'ah, V'nakeh. I just got 13. That's how some of the Rishonim count the 13, in which case we would have to count Hashem, Hashem as one and two. The third would be Kel. We're going with the opinion of the Gra, which is the Arizal and the Zohar, that they say Hashem, Hashem is the introduction to the Midos, which is the we've been discussing it, which means that there's two levels of the conversation between Hashem, kind of. There's the Hashem in this world, how it expresses itself, and then the Hashem accessing a higher point. Hashem, Hashem, and then it starts with Kel. First is Kel. So how do you get to 13 then?
They threw on a few at the end.
Yeah, so basically I think it's Kel, Rachum, V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emes. What? Yeah. Notzer Chesed La'alofim, the going crowd says two, because it's two midos.
Obviously, right, that's
One is L'Rishon, one is L'Tzadikim. Notzer Chesed La'alofim. Noisei Avon V'fesha V'chata V'nakei. I think is the other one. So, okay, so we'll have to go through. That's the Vilna Gaon's count. We're going to go through it. Now, there's one other point. You know, in Tashlich, we say the Pasuk. Mikel kamocha, no se avon va'over apeshal l'sheiris nachlosu lechzik la'apok yichametz chesed u'yoshu rachamenu yichbo shavonasenu sashlech b'mitzulisim kol chatoisim. This the Zohar Kadosh says, and the Ramak in the same Torah Dvara follows suit that those are 13, the same 13 midos. Mikel kamocha, number one, no se avon va'over apesha l'sheiris nachlosu lechzik la'apok. The 13 attributes. What is the difference between the 13 attributes of that are mentioned by the Navi Micha and the 13 attributes mentioned by the Torah in by Moshe Rabbeinu? The Zohar says the difference is basically everything we've been discussing. The 13 attributes of Micha are a higher level. Those are the true attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his true desire to give and to be merachim. What we are saying is the 13 attributes, how they play out in this world, we're accessing them, but really what we want to get to is to the depth of the attributes of Micha. So our goal here is going to figure out what is the attribute of each one, number one, number two. Number one is, what is that true attribute of mentioned by Micha? What is the attribute and how it plays itself out here? And how is one the manifestation of the other?
But Micha had three more.
He also had 13.
But he didn't count the first
No,
two.
he didn't count Hashem Hashem, but he has 13
So
attributes.
what are the last
No, so he it works out. We're going to go through one by one.
but he didn't have two like extra at the end?
No. He
Okay.
also has 13. So the first one, according to our count, is Kel.
This is of Micha, right?
This is no, the 13 of Moshe. The first one is Kel. I'll tell you. Aleph Lamed, right? What is Kel? What is that midah of Kel? So we always say, like, let's say in davening, we say mi chamocha ba'elim Hashem. El is a power. It's a force. Kel is the ultimate power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. What is the ultimate power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world? What is the one thing which is on which is the most ultimate power of Hashem? Olam chesed yibaneh. The world was created with unfiltered chesed. Oh, with chesed. That was what triggered the creation of the world. There's no other midah of Hashem which triggered the creation of the world other than chesed. So chesed is the kel, is the biggest power and force in the world. You understand that? There's the greatest force in the world is that which forced the creation of, it's behind the creation of the world, and that is chesed. So therefore, kel is the greatest power that Hashem has, which is the force of chesed. We start Shemoneh Esrei with that name. The very first name that we start Shemoneh Esrei with is that. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov HaKel. The first name of Hashem that we mentioned in the Shemoneh Esrei is Kel. Okay, you see that? HaKel HaGadol, the first one. Rashi in Chumash says Gadol, what's Gadol? Gadol b'chazda. So the first midah of Hashem is Kel, is the Chesed. That's really, really, really what pushes everything. And if we're going to divide it up, there's going to be a few categories of the midos. One is, what is the midah itself? Another one is, to whom does he give it? There's another, right? Meaning, does he only give it to those who deserve it? Does he give it to people who don't deserve it?
Hesed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So there's another category of the midos, which is to whom. There's another category of how does he bring it about? And there's another category, despite what type of actions we do. So, but now we're talking about the midah itself. Okay. Kel is all encompassing chesed. It's the greatest force in the world. It's the chesed of Hashem. What is the midah of Micha? The midah of Micha, the very first pasuk, is mi kel kamocha. There is no el like you. There is no power in the world like yours. Okay. Let's think about that in terms of chesed. There's really no power in the world of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in anything, in any midah. But here's the way the Torah Dvar explains it. So now, the depth of the idea is that Hashem's built a world of chesed with the premise that people will take advantage of it and he'll continue to give it anyway. Because God knew when he created the world that there would be sin.
There'd be sin.
So
he created it.
The ability to sin.
He created
the power of evil that could someone could tap into. So it's a tremendous chesed to create a situation of chesed when you know you're gonna have to continue giving despite the fact that the people are gonna utilize it against you. So the depth of the midah of Mikel Kamocha is that it assumes an ongoing chesed despite anything that comes in its way. Because again, it's the force of God that he used to create the world. So that has to assume a certain amount of giving despite that the people are going to misuse it. So it's one thing if you, let's say one country makes a deal with another country, an arms agreement. Okay, in the end they give them arms, and then the country goes and makes a war against them. So first of all, they're going to stop giving them, obviously. Okay, but that's happened later. But what if the country would tell them in the first place, by the way, we're going to have to wage war against you, but can you deliver arms for us?
I mean, no to use against you.
Right. So no one's going to do that deal. It's not like it happened later. In Hashem's case, it's not like it happened later. Hashem created the world with the assumption and the knowing that there's going to be an opportunity for people to use the chesed that he made to create the world against him. And he continued to do it and he went through with it. So there is no greater chesed than that. That means it's purely the ratzon to give without any calculations of what's going to happen with it. And that's the power that Hashem used to create the world. Right? Because it's obvious that the only reason Hashem created the world is for the ratzon to give. So therefore, that's me, kel, kamo. There is no power like that. And that's the midah of micha, that's the midah of kel, which is a midah to give in that same way. Okay? Okay, so when we start off, the first thing we start is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an energy of chesed in the world. And that's what we want to tap into. Now, says the Tomer Dvorah beautifully. So how do we tap into that? He says, this is the power of someone. I'll read it inside. Harezu mida shitzar ha'adam lehisnayim. But this is a mida that we have to act with. Ritzoni ha'savlonus. Savlonus is the ability to take insult. Afilu lemadrega zu, even to the degree that Hashem does. Vim kol zos, and at the same time, continue lo yesof tovasu min ha'makabel, continue giving at the same time. So, we all have that person that we think to ourselves, we're pretty nice people, pretty nice guys, so we try to be nice, you know?
You especially.
Everyone tries to be nice, but everyone has that guy that rubs them the wrong way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I have that guy that rubs me the wrong way. And whether it's I just go the other way, I'm not interested in the conversation, or I'm surely not, you know, this guy, he either rubs me the wrong way just because, or because he actually did something to me. I have a reason. It's not just the way he looks. Right? Not just that he's annoying. He did something, right? To be nice to everybody else is good. To figure out a way to have rahmanus, but more than rahmanus. Rahmanus means I pity. Not pity. I want to give. You can have pity even on that guy. Even that guy that rubs you the wrong way, you can have pity on him. Because pity is also a midah for you. It's not because of him. It bothers me. I'm uncomfortable seeing this guy in his pathetic state. So therefore, I'm going to give him so that he's not in that pathetic state because it makes me uncomfortable when I'm around this type of guy. So I'm not talking about pity. That's Rachmanis. I'm talking about the desire to give. If someone can develop a desire to give, even for that person, that in Shemayim is Ma'orer, awakens this first midah of Hashem. Of Mikel Kamocha, because the desire to give, regardless, I don't know who's getting it, I don't know what's going to happen, I don't know if they're going to use it against me or for me, and it's the desire to give. This desire to give created the world, this desire to give expresses itself through the Midah of Kel. We try to utilize it in the Shemoneh Esrei, in Kel Agadol, and if we, and by mentioning it according to some, or by emulating it according to Masbara, we're awakening the initial desire Hashem had to create that world, the world. That initial desire, like we said in yesterday's mashal, will say, okay, look, my desire is to give you money, so forget the job. I'll just give you the money. And therefore, that's the power of this first midah. Good?
Yeah, just the, a little, I just, if you could go over that Hashem gave Hesed, even though he was doing the...
Even though he knew that people would utilize it against him as the world was going to be created. Because he knew that the world was going to have sin in it. Or for sure, a possibility of sin.
And Hesed itself would be used against him?
Yeah, because how are you going to sin? Let's say, how did the Nachash, how does sin happen? Because you spoke. But I'm giving you that power to speak. I created the power to speak.
Speaking is not the
whatever the sin is. The sin is eating. So I give you those teeth. I give you the ability to chew and swallow. And
but how is that Hesed?
No, Hashem created, because I created you with the ability to see the fruit. And now you use that against me. I created you the ability to taste and eat
but
the
you're
fruit.
Saying that you used, that he gave the world Hesed and the Hesed would be used against you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because the ability, the Hesed is I created you with the ability to breathe, to speak, to eat, to talk.
Oh,
and
oh.
You're doing those things. The world could have been created in a way that the second you decide to speak Lashon Hara, you become mute.
Where will your mouth would be really funny?
Right. Hashem, right. So this is the ultimate chesed.
And what was the kill? It's the first intention in order to even that you know that you would, but not once you gave and someone is using against you to maintain. That's another midah, no?
Well,
It's like, it's a midah that before you're giving, you know that can use it against you and you still give. But if you're already giving wherever and someone makes up something to you and then you maintain it, that's also kel, or it's not already like and this, right?
right. I mean, if it's coming from pity or it's coming from the ability, okay, it's there already, just continue it. Maybe it's less. Right.
What time is it?
Yeah, we're going to stop now.
I have a shir at 9 with Rabbi Feldman.
No, you stop now here. Okay. Shkoyach.
What
Yeah.
time is it? We say
8:49.
in the Shmona Esrei, Hakel Elyon, and then right
Yes.
away Gomel Chasadim Tovim. That's
Right.
it.
Right,
But
right,
you
right.
know.
Kill is chesed, correct. Exactly. Gomel chasadim tovim, yes. Yes. Okay. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be a shir tomorrow night. Okay. Tomorrow, I'm not here.
Is that Doc from
Dr. Dimmel. Oh, this is Dr. Trinian. So tomorrow I'm going to ask Spadim for Rav Osband in Boca. Wednesday will continue.
Okay.
Shabbat.
Sure.